T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We had a great conversation with Latrice Booker. She is the director of the Hope Pregnancy Center, 716 North Broad Street, just north of Fairmont Avenue. And we talked about that because her building was vandalized, attacked, under fire. And this intimidation sort of movement that's gone on with the Supreme Court justices at that point and these centers around the country. Thought we'd talk with her because these will become the central spots where people get help as we see some states tighten up, coming off Roe v. Wade being removed and states now duking it out over what restrictions or lack of restrictions should be happening. Latrice Booker joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Latrice, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Don, for allowing me to come back on. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the work that you do, particularly under that duress. And as I remember, you didn't skip a beat. You just boarded up the windows and moved forward. So what does this mean for you, do you think? Pennsylvania is still a state that's not going to change until the governor's race is decided in November, then post that, maybe it might change. What does it mean for the Hope Pregnancy Center?
That definitely means that we will continue to do what we're doing, which is to continue on and do the work. We've been doing the work. We're not going to, take a seat back. We're going to continue forward. This has shown us that we've been having more increase of mothers, families that are actually looking to, find our service and are open to our service. So we definitely appreciate, where the conversation, even though it's swayed in one direction a lot in the media, but it is some people that are out here that want to be supportive, want to actually, have our services. So it gives us the ability to be able to meet that need. Even though with all of that's going on, we still continue to move forward in our morals and just, continue to move ahead, knowing that the work needs to be done and not, like you said, skipping a beat. We're going to continue on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Latrice, give listeners a sense, then people find out about you. They're in crisis. Woman's pregnant. They come to you looking for some degree of support because they're making an incredible decision one way or the other. What is it they need? What is it, if you could tell us in a typical case, what do they say?
So sometimes moms come in and they come in scared. They come in just not knowing, honestly, what their full options are. A lot of times they're reacting or they're just in a place of like they just need to fix it quickly. But when we meet them and they're at a place of fear and hopelessness, when we meet them, we're able to kind of reverse that. Just letting them know that they definitely have hope is available. It's in our name, but to let them know that hope is available, that life does not stop here, that there is a way to, move ahead from this particular outcome. It does not mean that it's the end. We're able to sit and just kind of, ease their fears and ease their understanding and just educate. A lot of times people just need to truly be educated on everything, let them know that they have support, resources, so we provide that information to them. And then for those, a lot of them want to return for our free ultrasounds that we're able to provide. And that's when, they begin to really truly see that life is really inside of their belly, that it's not just a space, it's just not a ball, but it is a baby. And they're able to connect with it and they're able to have a sense of, awareness that, sometimes what they've understood is not always so. So it begins to change and transform their outcome because a lot of their choices leading up to that moment or a lot of the things that they're thinking about is very much in a reactive place. And also knowing that our center is not just a center that we see you for the initial visit and that's all. we are here to nurture them. We're here to train them. We've been able to do it effectively. Children need to be in school. We have a childhood education center that we're able to get children involved. Many of our parents have already moved on to do that. So we're a community-based place, and we're holistic in our approach. So it's not just a one-stop shop. We're definitely helping to move past just the initial moment, but to really let them know we're here to support you throughout.
Well, Latrice, let me ask, does it come down to ever counseling about adoption then, rather than making the other decision?
Yes, we definitely have agencies and programs, and we're constantly building our list for those that are not in a position or not desiring to move ahead with actually parenting, but are, you know, knowing that they do have the option of adoption. So letting them know that that can be done with ease, and it can be done where they have different options. And sometimes removing the stigma around that, because sometimes people are reluctant when you're not really understanding what it all entails. So we definitely share that information as well.
Latrice, funding for this, how can people help? What do they do? What's your funding sources in general?
So funding, we definitely appreciate all support from anyone that is willing to give into their local pregnancy center. So we have a donor's website, which is called multiplyhope.life. And there you will be able to learn about our work that we're doing, find ways that you can give a one-time donation, can give annually, can give on a monthly basis. And we have people that are committed to, you know, giving large sums. You know, for those family members that don't have a lot, they're consistently given on a monthly basis or a weekly basis. It all depends on what works for your finances. But we are definitely donation-based. And, you know, people, they love to know that the work is being done. And when you know something is happening right in your backyard in such a way, you know, and you know how you can be a part of it, it allows for them to get involved and really, you know, if you can't come in and volunteer or you can't, you know, show up at the local center, at least you can give towards it. We have the finances, so it's a way that we can be able to support mothers in a holistic aspect. It gives moms the opportunity to get ultrasounds or just right. diapers and wipes and counseling.
Latrice, give again, would you please, the website where people can go?
I sure will. The website is multiplyhope.life.
Multiplyhope.life. Latrice, thank you so much. We say that each time we get to talk with you. You really are even more on the front lines now than before. Thank you. Thanks for the great work you guys do.
Thank you so much, Dom, and you all have a wonderful day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.